when Chang and Saul went to the Adobe Bar and they had one too many drinks together. And Saul looked at his good friend Wen Chang, they'd been colleagues for 30 years, and said, "I hate you. So I've always hated you, and I finally had enough beer in me to muster up the sufficient courage to tell you." And Wen Chang looked at Saul and said, "Well, you know, all these years, why? What have I done to deserve or merit your hatred?" And Saul looked with a sneer on his face and said, "You know what you did December 7th, 1941, you people bombed Pearl Harbor, killing just hundreds and hundreds of innocent Americans." And Wen Chang said, "What are you talking about, Saul? The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. I am Chinese." "Yeah," said Saul, "Chinese, Vietnamese, Taiwanese, Burmese, seen one, seen them all. Bartender, give me another pitcher of beer." Well, Wen Chang, you know, kind of looked at his good buddy and he said, "Well, I've been meaning to tell you something. I hate Jews. Always have. Ever since that day of infamy, April 14th, 1912. "What are you talking about?" said Saul. "You know what I'm talking about," said Wen Chang. "You people, you sank the Titanic, for crying out loud. Those people froze because of all you Jews." Wait a minute, Wen Chang. "An iceberg sank the Titanic." "Iceberg, Rosenberg, Bloomberg. You seen one. You seen them all." When we look to not so many years ago, in April of 1995, April 19th, 1995, the tragedy in Oklahoma City, where we had more than 169 Americans killed. And we think about that particular incident, we have to put into perspective that for 62 hours, just about every newspaper, television, radio station in the country said what? The suspects looked Middle Eastern Arab. And I was astonished that no one ever said, "What does a Middle East person look like?" But we knew, right? We know what a person from the Middle East looks like because it's been defined in our popular culture. What does an American look like? Look to your right, look to your left. What? I mean, you cannot define. If I were to say the Americans, they looked American, what would we think in terms of color, in terms of creed or culture? And yet, Middle East was accepted. And then we fast forward to the tragic events of 9/11. 19 Arab Muslim terrorists, the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, more than 3,000 innocent Americans killed. 15 of the terrorists were from a country that we have excellent relations with, Saudi Arabia. Now, my book, Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies a People, was written prior to 9/11. And I must say to you, that the images that we have now and the images that we had then were as following. Arab equal Muslim equal terrorist. Arab equal Muslim equal terrorist. Seen one, seen them all. Now, the question that we don't ask ourselves and we need to ask ourselves is, do those 19 people, those 19 terrorists that committed this atrocious act, that killed so many innocent people, represent 265 million Arabs? Do they represent 1.2 billion Muslims? Many of us, I'm afraid, have a tendency to think yes. Now, why is that? These are the images we've been taught really to accept. What other images do we know? What other images do we see of anything that's Arab or Muslim, particularly Arabs and Arab Muslims? Why is it that only Arab Muslims are vilified? You know, most Muslims are from Indonesia, from India, from Malaysia. Arab world, they make up a minority of Muslims. But yet the people who are singled out on a regular basis are Arab Muslims. We stereotype them. What is the origin of the word stereotype? Well, it goes back to the printing press where we had a plate cast in metal. And from that metal plate, we had images that were the same, images of sameness. They were rigid, and they were repetitive. so that if I were to take this attractive young lady here with glasses, here in the back, yes, Rachel, all right, and I were to get Rachel coming out of a shower and she just sees her cat do something a cat shouldn't do in a home and she makes this ugly face and her hair's a mess and she's got bifocals on and Rachel looks like something that no one should ever want to go out with on any night. And I show this image and only this image of Rachel and I say this represents Rachel, this Rachel, and every Rachel all over the world.